Deepam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitam Cha Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Few points. Before I'm going to take some questions that have been sent to me. First thing is, please rise early, those of you who are living here, and those who come to visit for the weekend or whatever, you also please rise early. It's understandable if in the city devotees take rest somewhat late and rise somewhat late, because city life almost forces you to do that. It's if you have to work very late, that it may be unavoidable. But at least when you come here, please come and join the morning program. That's one request. You can also join the evening arati. I may not attend all the programs because I'm concentrating on writing. Srila Prabhupada also said about Mangalarti, he said all the devotees should come, and he said, I also should come, but I have important work to do in writing, so I may not attend the evening arati, I do attend the Mangalarti. But you all please attend, unless you have very pressing other things to do. Now, I had requested on my BVKS Sangha, which I think many of you see regularly, that all my disciples listen to the lecture that I gave on pronunciation, proper pronunciation. So, those of you who haven't done it, please do so. And if you haven't done it, if you have done so, you probably need to hear it again, because I'm hearing standard mispronunciations. So please all listen to that. Yesterday we saw in the kirtan at midday, in honor of Nityananda Prabhu, that devotees, they don't, and the members of the public that were coming, they don't seem very inclined to dance in kirtan. They feel somewhat uncomfortable about that. I was thinking, if this was a crowd in Bengal, everyone, all the men would be jumping around. Dancing is part of Lord Chaitanya's movement, so please dance in kirtan. I know for South Indians, maybe it's too much bliss than they're used to. They're not used to bliss, they're just used to being very polite and well-behaved, which is good also. But there's a time to be polite and well-behaved, and there's a time to be well-behaved by dancing for the pleasure of Krishna. So, I mean, there are regional differences, no doubt, in culture. And in general, in South India, people tend to be like that, more polite and well-behaved. So I'm not condemning all of South Indian culture. This is just a cultural aside. We see in North India, and in Bengal especially, that the sabji is very much part of the diet. In a Bengali meal, they may serve 4, 5, 6 sabjis, and that's not considered unusual. Whereas in Andhra Pradesh, it's not unusual to have no sabji at all. I was thinking one reason for that is because the lack of water. That may be one reason, because there's not so much rain here. So if you only get enough rain to grow one crop of rice a year, then you may not be too enthusiastic to grow sabjis. You may not even be able to most of the year. And so the kind of sabji they have is also mostly this white pumpkin, and that which just you can grow it with on the side of. Well, that's a bit big as a creeper. They don't grow that on this, but other creepers like loki, I don't know what you call it here, squash, they grow it on the side of the house, so it doesn't take up any agricultural land. Anyway, that's just a cultural aside. Was Srila Prabhupada dressed this morning? No. When was he last dressed? Many days since he was dressed. So, I know you might all think I'm some kind of offender because I don't encourage deity worship, but you can see the reason. That the deities you have to look after properly. You bathe and dress every day. So, if you're going to bring a deity, then you have to bathe and dress them every day, right? That's the proper standard. So, therefore, I'm very hesitant. I'm very hesitant to authorize deity worship. Even if there are, it must be done by brahmanas. Even Srila Prabhupada said to worship pictures in an ISKCON preaching center should be at least first initiated. So Prabhupada was quite strict about all these things. But even if there are quite a few brahmanas, even then you have to see carefully because it's happened in many cases in our movement all over the world. Not so much in India, but in other places that the temple is flourishing, there are many devotees, and then there's an implosion and you're left with more deities than devotees, and then the devotees, all their energy goes in worshipping the deities, and they can't even keep the temple clean, what to speak of doing outside preaching. So what to do now? You've called Srila Prabhupada. It doesn't really look very much like Srila Prabhupada, is he? Maybe you could, I don't know. And you've taken this responsibility. You're keeping Srila Prabhupada in the same clothes day after day after day. Janme Prabhu say, we sing every day. You're my Lord and Master, birth after birth. You may say, well, I may not want to be your master birth after birth if you can't even change his clothes. What kind of service is that? Get a decent bell. This bell sounds like if you went through a shop with 1,000 bells and you had to choose the worst one, I think that would be it. It just seems to make sense when you buy a bell just to ring it to see how it sounds and then get a sweet one rather than one which is just the antithesis of sweetness. Okay, there are a few points, and now I'll go on to... There are many points, many things could be said, but... Now I'll just go on to this, some questions that have been given to me.